Awareness of your own body gradually increasing every moment, fading in on the furred, powerful tail, on the ears on top of your head perking, rotating to find every sound. You're drooling. It's easy to think why, when you think of what she's been putting you through lately. The mistress, and the moment the word arrives in your head, terms elevate, her power over you, your position kneeling on the floor, she leading and tugging your leash, whimpering to follow her. Even now, you're in a position that has become ever more familiar, on hands and knees, and under you is something that's padded and soft around your chest. Your nipples are pushed into it because you're tied firmly to it. Rope across your arms, your legs, you stir, and the thing you're on doesn't even rock. It's chained down to the floor of one of the many darkened rooms in your wing of the manor. You're tied down to it, and it's padded and broad, like a bed, or really it looks like what you can see while arcing against the ropes. It looks like you're tied down to something like a pommel horse or other piece of gym equipment, but it is comfortable for your upper body. Your lower body, however, is bound a little more closely to it. Your lips are spread around, a smooth protrusion. Part of this device is made for you to grind on, grind your wet sex, your little clit against, to grind your thoughts out on. You know that because you can feel on your inner thighs where they're clenched tight around the device you're tied to. You can feel how your juices have been matting there for some time. You must have been subconsciously grinding in your sleep, and now you're consciously grinding. The urge is in you. Hard to know why, hard to know how, but you have to grind and grind and build the pleasure in your head. Oh, you're awake again. She's standing nearby, wearing red silk. It's less the full kimono of the other day and more something short and alluring. It doesn't even make any pretense of hiding her smooth, wet sex from view. And her nine tails flare out behind it, lifting it even higher. She's walking toward you from out of the darkness. Indeed, there's a little spotlight above you, but everything else in here is quite concealed, making her the sole focus of your attention. She's all you can see. A door must be behind you, and the thing you're grinding on is adding distraction. But your hands are touching the floor, it's low enough, and your knees are on the floor, but they're tied tight against it, forcing you to clench, but you do that anyway. Because the moment you see the look on her face, her close attention, her dedicated enjoyment, and she is putting effort into enjoying the look of you, you see her lick her lips, her pointed ears perking up. She's looking down as you pant and pant, your lower body no longer in your control. It feels too good, and your body, in the wake of her transformation, has been getting increasingly aroused moment by moment, in her presence, especially. She stands above you. She continues walking. She walks forward, grips your collar, then seems to change her mind and grips the scruff of your neck, pulling your head upward. You'd been looking down in drooling, wet-eyed reverie as your pussy got more and more edged up, closer and closer to a climax that she has now surely deferred by taking your attention off of it. But your attention is restored to something glorious. Her pussy is right in front of your face. Lick, pet. She advances just a little bit. Her lips are spread. Her juices, honey, nectar, sweetness, but obviously with the addictive tang of your mistress's natural scent, taste, everything about her, leaking into your brain. Pet brain thoughts engage. They only take a few seconds to take over so utterly that everything is on instinct. Your tongue lashing out, touching her clit. Your tongue, and you are on hands and knees, and she's murmuring from above. And your butt, your pussy, everything is still grinding as firmly as it can. Good pet. Those words trill like electricity, adding to the jolts in your clit, the jolts in your wet, squeezing sex. Everything about this is right. You're where you belong, you lick her pussy, desperate to give her pleasure. Of course, she does not buckle or lose composure. She stays standing, just forcing your face against her, letting you lick, letting you kiss, deeply, firmly. You run your tongue over her clit, and every time you grind yours down on the strange pommel horse device you've been tied to, and periodically you test the tied to part, just so you can feel reassured and reinforced in being bound in rope, you lick and lick, sucking her clit, moving your tongue-eyed in time to your own grinding, feeding both of you a dose of pleasure at once, whimpering now and then so she knows, that's right, be vocal, my pet. You should always let me know what you're feeling. No words but feelings. The moan, the pant, the drool, the yelp. When I scratch or spank or hold you to me just more tightly than you can stand. When anything overflows you with emotion, let it pour out. A pet doesn't need to keep things bottled up. She rasps her sharp fingernails gently against your scalp, but the feeling, the spark, makes you lick harder, tighter, hotter across her clit, sucking it into your mouth, diving your tongue into her wet pussy. And she does squeeze around you. There's tightness there. There's spasming there. You imagine it echoing your own. Your ears are laying flat, submissive on your head. Your tail is perked straight up with a combination of excitement, building arousal, and just your eagerness at being in her presence and between her thighs. You can let her hump on her own now. She says, but she says to something else. You feel a slight lifting of the weight around your pussy, and instead of grinding instinctively as you had been, the ropes are just loose enough that you could lift your hips up off the toy, off the device you're bound to. You know better, though, and the moment that that tight, forcing, instinctive feeling stopped, your pleasure also slowed down, and that can't happen. You hump and grind with more desperation than before. You see out of the corner of your eye, something blue and glistening floating toward the kitsune in front of you, floating toward her tails. It attaches to them, blue flame, vanishing a moment later. I had my friend help you out, she explains, and you can still see sparks of flame around the edge. She's already well trained. There's a faint laughter coming from the eaves, some spirit haunting, or the familiar. You know it's her familiar, but you don't quite know what it is, other than that that blue flame captivates, that there's a special part of your mind for things told to you while that flame is in effect, and that remembering them is the lowest priority, and carrying them out is the highest. Now with your pussy freed and your hips able to move on their own, you just redouble what you were being made, or at least encouraged to do before, doing it strongly, humping, grinding, the wet juices, the squelching sound, the way you lick away at your mistress, and you do. It all adds up in your head to create a sexual haze, a kind of momentary loss of thought. There's only licking, only humping, grinding, and feeling good. And so when she gives you instructions, they pass right through into your head. When she tells you things about you, you nod along, careful that your nod doesn't take your tongue out of contact with the deepest place inside her pussy that you can push it to, trying to massage the walls. She's unspeakably tight, and her clit pushes against your nose when you grind your tongue deep inside of her like that. She's insistent, and when she wants you to switch, she grips your head, moves it, shifts your focus, but she's also constantly speaking, you're a pet. This is where you belong. Hands and knees. This is where you belong. Pleasure me whenever commanded, presented with the opportunity. If I'm spreading my legs, you're serving between them. If I sit atop you, you know what to do. You'll get other chances to show your devotion, but right now, good pet. Lick me deep. Push your tongue in. Press yourself against me. This is where you want to be. Memorize everything about my taste. Memorize everything about my body. Imprint it in your mind. You'll be having soaked, lurid dreams about me all the time. press your face in there. She lets go of your head, just like the familiar let go of your butt a moment ago. But you know what you need to do. You lick harder. You push against her harder, just like you've been grinding your hips stronger. You know that you're butting up against the edge of orgasm, but something told to you, something half-remembered, something trained into you that has emptied all other thought, tells you that coming is reserved for when she tells you, that your wet pet pussy's gonna have to grind away, that you're stuck here, caught between a splendid pleasure that is at once distracting and wonderfully focusing, and her wet pussy that is your sole goal right now. You have to bring her pleasure. Then she steps away, walks around your bound form. She's running her hand along your back as she goes, making sure you know she's always in contact with you. Some of her juices drip off your tongue, down your lips. You're left hanging, laying securely, comfortably on the surface of that strange pommel horse, your pussy still grinding, your ass squeezing. She runs her hand along your furred back, all the way down to rub the base of your tail. Instantly, the spark in your head and between your legs empowers. It runs through you more. She begins rubbing. Yes, that's right. Good pet. Those words leak into your brain, and you are all attention, all ears. You want to be a good pet. The echoing of whatever spell she worked on you has made all her words have that extra gravity. And she just continues petting you lightly, and you keep grinding. Her hand follows the sway and move of your hips. That's right. Grind away. Grind your thoughts away. You can come. Let me see it. You're here for my entertainment, good pet. And again, the word reinforces, reinvigorates. You dedicate yourself to grinding all the places that feel best. The slightly angled but still soft edge of the wooden device you're above, rubbing against your pussy while you grind, your clit pushing into it. You feel her rubbing, your rubbing. Everything unites into a haze of sensation, but you know she's saying things, gentle, encouraging things. This is your place. This is where you belong. This is where you've always belonged. You've just been waiting to be my pet, my good, following, obedient pet. You've been waiting for this. You're gonna feel so good. You will obey. You will enjoy. She pets all around the base of your tail. The feelings running through your ass, through your pussy, are getting incredible. The more she pets, the better it feels. The more she talks, the more true and obvious. Everything she says to you, grinding, roped, and bound against that device, the better it all feels, yeah. She keeps petting, keeps encouraging. Some of the things she says just slide into your head. You know little of the words, but their effect and the act of following them is obvious and easy. You will serve and you will obey. You hear a faint crackling in the air, sizzling. Her tails are down to the floor, sweeping almost like a cloak, but out from under them comes that blue flame that is native and normal to her skin, to her fur, to the points of her ears and the tips of her fingers. But you see that in the small sprite walking around the device you're bound to, there is a suggestion of feminine curve, of mischievous eyes, though the way it hovers above the floor, will-o-wisp or foxfire, into sight, makes you quite fascinated immediately. Something in the way she cast the spell in the first place has made it so that that blue flame draws your eyes in, makes you attentive, pliable. So where before the act of petting you just above your tail was enough to cause you to slide into reverie and follow her words without hearing precisely what they are, now the added layer of staring at that slowly hovering, and it is circling before your eyes, flame, watching it spiral and dance as you grind and grind the less attention you pay to the particular things you're doing to your own lower body with friction and grinding and desperate needy humping and the things she's doing to you with petting and good pets. Well, the less you pay attention, the better it all feels. With your eyes, your mind, and an increasing number of your thoughts burnt up in and caught in the flame, it's incredibly easy for you to feel more intensely, more vividly, the sensations between your legs and between your ears, staring at the swirling flame, dancing, friendly, companionable flame, your thoughts pulled in. You enjoy it, and she's still petting you just above your butt at the base of your tail, as you grind and grind away, pleasure coming and coming closer and closer to your brain. A mind already filled with her words cascading down from above. The natural order respected, she above you, speaking to you about how you love this. You're a good pet. Pets obey. Pets follow. Pets love being trained. Grind pleasure into yourself, moving your pussy and clit against the soft surface under you to which you are tied. But the curtailing of your movement only frees you to listen more. You needn't think of anything except the wonderful things flowing between your ears and the swirling blue flame moving in front of you. Your ears being filled with her words, her reminders, her assertions of control. The gentle petting is always there. There's many a good pet deeper. But there's also the overtone of her instructing you on how to follow, how to walk on hands and knees, when to do one thing or another, when to lick whenever she presents herself, when to follow, when it is acceptable at the end of the night, curled up together in bed, for you to curl on her tails, rub yourself against them, when you should notice that she's busy, and stay out of her way while simultaneously being near enough should she need you. She tells you of bringing her your leash held in your mouth, of course. She tells you of all the different positions you might be put in, that she can vary the terms and rules of your play at any time. And arching around these rules, these pet play constructs, this new life you will lead in your furred, gorgeous, petted form, wrapped around it all is the softness of that moment, shared between the two of you. Where she is petting you, and you are grinding, adding a sexual edge to what would otherwise just be comforting and companionable. She pets you, tells you you're a good pet, and you grind, and it builds. Your breathing gets starker, deeper, quicker, in contrast to the calm of before. But still the flame before your eyes does swirl. Still your thoughts are wicked away into it where they burn, leaving your head empty to receive her instruction and the reward that is her periodic praise and petting. She's enjoying your fur, you can tell, because sometimes, in the quite regular petting motions, she pauses to just move her fingers into the plushness of it, run her hand up and down your back. And you want to arch into it, but the grinding, which once was being assisted by the swirling familiar in front of you, is now automatic and continuous. You will go until she tells you you can stop, or until she tells you to come. You remember that all that heat, all that built-up desire, is held behind a wall that is as thin as her instruction. Should she allow it, you could burst out the other edge. You're sweating, your tongue hanging out, your eyes fixed on the flame following it through its path. Your muscles squeeze, causing your belly to grow taut. Your eyes want to roll back in your head, really. The pleasure would be too much, but you're fixated, focused on the flame. And she is there, the smell of her arousal, the feeling of her hand upon you. You remember licking at her. The taste still coats your tongue. You want to do that again, but of course you will do whatever your owner, your mistress, the beautiful woman above you, instructing you, training you, changing you in quiet, methodical, continuous ways, you will do whatever she presents the chance to do. And right now, she obviously wants you tied up. You awoke here. But a shivering, pleasantly set part of your brain reminds you you probably walked here. Maybe standing, maybe on hands and knees. And the lack of memory of just how you got tied to this device of sexual torment. The lack of memory reinforces that she can adjust things between your ears, however she might wish. That's the arrangement between you. And petting you like that just makes you melt. But then it gets better, because she grips your ass instead of petting at the base of your tail, and she pushes down. In fact, she pushes you left and right, adding lateral motions to the grinding you've been doing against the easily pleasurable surface below you, the now well-lubricated wood of the device you were placed on, the polished promontory that's between your lips and against your clit, between your thighs where you are tied tightly to it. Your upper body is on a padded surface, but your lower body was positioned so no matter how you try to move in your ropes, you would be brushing your clit, your pussy on it anyway, but you were eagerly, willingly doing that. Now she's adding different motions, ones you can't predict, grinding you against it. You like that, she instructs. It's not a question asking for your reply, it's telling you, and then you do. You did like it, and now you like it more. The addition of her unpredictable movements magnifies the pleasure, and she's still in physical contact with you. Your mistress, your owner, the figure above you, is still touching the body she bestowed and changed. You love that. You love this. You love your place, and the way that the pleasure's rising, the intoxicating joy of her presence. It builds inside of you, behind a dam waiting to burst out, waiting to remove all concern for the outside. And in the moment that she instructs you to come, come my pet, you even lose focus on the flames in front of you as your entire body clenches tighter. You thought you were lashed to the device as securely as it is possible to be, but no, there was enough leeway for you to squeeze still tighter. You're pushing your breasts down onto the padded part you were laying on. You're grinding your pussy right against it and just holding it there, with your clit poking out of its hood as it is, rubbing right on the firm, broad surface. Your lower body squeezes tight and does not relent. Your thighs squeeze. She grabs your ass tight and pushes you down, but you were already as tight against the small wooden protrusion between your thighs as you could get. You're already as tight against the source of that pleasure as you could make yourself. Hot. Dripping. Nipples pointed, tongue hanging out. You lost focus on the flame, but in your head you still see that blue light, but now expanding, expanding, filling you out, filling you up. A noise emerges from you, a desperate, pleading, groaning. She ordered this, and so it is better and better, and with her grabbing your ass, with her witnessing, you know you should put on a showy, squeezing orgasm where every feeling in your head gets let out, where you groan and grind your way through a climax that culminates in you exhausted under her. She's grabbing your ass and massaging, and you're coming and coming. It seems like it'll last and last and last, and your vision has gone from seeing that blue light to seeing the inside of your head, the sparking, rearranged place she has made into a pet's mind. And you moan, you let out sounds, none of which are words, and you come in her grip, come beneath her, come and know that it's just the start of training that will continue, and continue, and continue, and like the orgasm, you never do want it to end.